congratulations. The video of you sealing the win is doing the rounds on Twitter, and the joy in your face is it's hard for me to describe what it's like. Explain for yourself.
It's hard for me to describe, really. You know, Barnevall was probably the second greatest player, behind Phil Taylor. Obviously, when we play these Pro Tour events on the PDC, it's a good win. But obviously, on stage in front of the whole crowd at Wolverhampton, absolutely second to none. You know, obviously, it's just as good as being Adrian Lewis Saturday, really. So I'm just absolutely over the moon, really.
It was a bit of a roller coaster of a match, wasn't it? But you held strong, and the performance towards the end was incredible.
Oh, definitely. I think the thing with obviously Barney and the rest of the Premier League players I've managed to face already this competition is you need to get out the blocks firing. So obviously going in with a 4-1 lead, and obviously I think it was a 7-3 or 8-2 lead it was. And I thought, come on, you know, you've only got two more legs, and obviously Barney starts playing like he can do. So I was, I was very, very, twitchy towards the end, and I thought, no, don't worry, you had the same problem against Rowdy, you had the same problems against, Adrian. Just focus on it. Don't celebrate. Just don't, give your opponent nothing. I'm just happy to, when that bullseye went in, I was absolutely jumping for joy, really.
It's not a bad record you have against Barney now, is it? Is it 2-1, your personal score against him?
Yes, it is. We obviously, Barney's came over to the island twice now for two exhibitions, and I've played him both times down in Shanklin at Langard Holiday Park. And so Barney nicked the first one of me. I nicked the second, so tonight was like a bit of a grudge match it was. So, yeah, I was more than happy to... if I won 10-9 or 10-0, I'm just happy to get the win, really.